a great pleasure to be back at the Munich Security Conference. The conference is an important platform for dialogue in a more dangerous world. And I'm coming directly from the Defense Ministerial meeting of NATO in Brussels yesterday, where we made important decisions on how NATO must continue to adapt and respond to a more challenging security environment. We decided to modernize our command structure, to continue to modernize the alliance. We took stock of burden sharing in the alliance, defense spending, because we agreed back in 2014 to stop the cuts in defense spending and start to increase defense spending. And that's exactly what we are doing. We see that European allies are stepping up, and also the United States is increasing their military presence in Europe. We also discussed the efforts of the European Union on defense, and we welcome those efforts, because as long as they are done in a way which not compete but complement the efforts of NATO, that will strengthen NATO, strengthen the transatlantic bond, and help both NATO and the European Union to respond to the challenges we have in common. And then we also made decisions on fighting terrorism. We agreed to step up our efforts in the fight against terrorism by starting planning of a NATO training mission in Iraq, which will then strengthen the training activities of Iraqi forces by NATO. And Germany plays an important role in all of this, leading one of the battle groups in Lithuania, contributing to our missions in Kosovo, in the Aegean Sea, but also in Afghanistan. So I look forward to address all these issues and many other issues during my stay here at the Munich Security Conference.
Is the contribution of Germany, of the German Bundeswehr, especially the tanks Leopard 2, is it enough, especially the tanks Leopard 2 who should do their contribution right now? Is it enough or is it not enough? Does Germany have to do more?
So Germany is a strong ally, and we highly value the many contributions of Germany to our alliance. Germany is a lead nation for our battle group in Lithuania. Germany is present in Afghanistan, in Kosovo, and Germany is going to lead our high readiness joint task force next year. But of course, after 20 years of cuts in defense spending in Germany and in many other NATO allies, there are shortfalls, there are gaps. And that's exactly why it is important that Germany and all the NATO allies have started to invest more in defense. And I would like to commend Minister Ursula von der Leyen for her leadership and also the way she clearly commits Germany to stepping up its efforts in the alliance. We very much welcome what Germany already does, but we also welcome the commitment that Germany will do even more.
Is it possible for Georgia to become the member of NATO without five articles on the occupied territories? It was one version, and it might be considered in official meetings, or maybe it was already considered.
Georgia is a highly valued partner of NATO. And NATO will continue to support Georgia on this path towards membership. That's the reason why we provide strong political support to Georgia, strong practical support to Georgia. We have the Joint Evaluation and Training Center in Georgia, and we are also providing support in many other ways. So we commend Georgia for the progress Georgia is making on the path towards membership. And also by implementing important reforms in Georgia. At the end, it will be up to 29 allies to decide when Georgia is ready to become a member of the alliance.
Is it possible
Well, membership includes Article 5, and that's the core of the alliance, is that we are based on a common pledge to each other that we will defend each other, one for all and all for one. But even with Georgia not as a member, Georgia is now a very close partner. There is a lot of NATO in Georgia already. And we also welcome the many contributions of Georgia to NATO, not least the contributions to our presence in Afghanistan.
So, Al Jazeera English, after more than a year of Trump in the White House, have you managed to convince him you're not running an obsolete organization? How destabilizing has this been, especially for NATO faced with a threat from Russia?
The U.S. commitment to NATO is very strong, and President Trump reiterated that during my visit to the White House some months ago. He also stated strongly that the U.S. is committed to NATO, not only in words, but also in deeds. And what we see now is that the United States, after many years of reducing their military presence in Europe, the United States is now increasing their military presence in Europe, with more troops, with a new armored brigade, with more funding for equipment, for supplies, for exercises. And just last week in Washington, the White House and the Pentagon rolled out a new plan for further increases in funding for U.S. presence in Europe. So the United States is committed to the alliance, and I welcome that.
And has the threat from Russia increased over this last year?
So what you have seen, especially since 2014, is a more assertive Russia, a Russia willing to use military force against their neighbors, as they have done illegally annexing Crimea and continuing to destabilize eastern Ukraine. And that's the reason why NATO is responding. We are increasing the readiness of our forces. We are increasing the presence in the eastern part of the alliance with battle groups in the Baltic states and Poland, but also in the southeast of the alliance. And we are also starting to invest more in defense. So we see a more assertive Russia, but we respond to that. But at the same time, for NATO, it is important to avoid a new Cold War, avoid and prevent a new arms race. And therefore, we continue to work for dialogue with Russia to reduce tensions and to strive for a more constructive relationship with Russia, because Russia is our neighbor, and we have to continue to work for a better relationship with Russia.
Secretary General, the U.S. and Turkey have said today that they try to cooperate in North Syria. Does that make you hopeful?
I welcome the high-level contacts between the United States and Turkey. And during the defense ministerial meeting in Brussels yesterday, Secretary Mattis met his Turkish counterpart. I welcome that they have spoken. I also welcome that Rex Tillerson and other U.S. officials are in close and regular contacts with their Turkish counterparts. NATO is not present on the ground in northern Syria, but we are part of the global coalition to defeat ISIS. We provide some assurance measures to Turkey, and we also recognize the important role that Turkey has played in the global coalition to defeat ISIS. So the United States and Turkey has worked together for a long time in the global coalition to defeat ISIS, and Turkey has been key, not least by the fact that they are bordering Iraq and Syria, and they have infrastructure, airports, bases, which have been of great importance for the fight against ISIL.
What is the view of NATO? How is Russia a danger to the global security? How will NATO respond to that?
So we don't see any imminent threat against any NATO ally, but we see a more assertive Russia. We see a Russia which has used military force against a neighbor, Ukraine, and which also has troops in Georgia and Moldova. And therefore, we are responding. But we are responding in a proportionate, measured way to prevent a new arms race, to prevent a new Cold War. And we continue to work for dialogue with Russia. I welcome also the fact that after 2 years with no meetings of the NATO-Russia Council, We have been able to convene 6 meetings of the Council since 2016. During my stay here, I also meet Minister Lavrov, which is part of the dialogue NATO has with Russia. And I think that dialogue is always important, but if special tensions are high, as they are now, then the dialogue is even more important.
From Iraqi TV, Secretary, you say that you are continuing to give support to Iraq. What specific steps you are going to put? Is it training? Is it a material? Is it a fund? What especially is going to play?
We are responding to a request from the coalition and from Prime Minister Al-Baladi to provide more training. We are now in the planning process, and I will meet also Prime Minister Al-Baladi during my stay here in Munich. We will discuss what kind of support NATO can provide. What we now are planning for and looking into is how we can help Iraq with professionalization, also increasing the professionalism of the Iraqi forces by more training, but also by building military schools and military academies. The aim is to train the trainers, to train and educate officers, so Iraq can strengthen its military capabilities and be able to stabilize the country, so we avoid seeing anything similar as we saw back in 2014 when ISIL was able to take control of big parts of Iraq. So we look forward to work with Iraq to train Iraqi forces. That's important for Iraq, but it's also important for our own security. When our neighbors are stable, we are more secure.
Thank you very much.